Blog Talk Radio.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change. You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Here we go, fellas. I don't know what's going on with the board, but shit, man, we here. We in the house today. Got a little bit to talk about. Man, oh man, we have one guy that I don't know what he was thinking about. We got to talk about him. A couple of guys traveled to go do a little racing and shit, and they made it home. Still got a few of the guys out. We're going to pray to God that they make it home safely, and the ones that were out so far, they have made it back home safely, so we're gonna thank Jehovah God for that. But we got some idiots that was out there, and then, you know, I got a few topics I want to run across you guys and see what y'all got to say about those topics. I also got a couple of bad reports here. I mean, not bad race reports. They say, what is that? Mike Hamilton beat Ron. He beat him at Lapeer today. Motor head up, motor to motor. He beat Ron head up. So we got to give a hats off to Mike Hamilton. He out there still putting in work before the winner set in. Old Mike out there putting in a little work. Mike didn't have whooping, and he doing some whooping. That's all Mike Hamilton, baby. That's one of the old schoolers over here. They whooped a little something over here. So Mike Hamilton out of Lapeer putting on for his city. God damn, I don't know who that Mike Hayes or whoever he is. Ron Hayes. So Mike Hamilton whooped him. We're going to get old Mike on. You know, he got to come on, say a few words, you know. Went out there and laid a motherfucker down. You got to get this awesome driver, let him tell it, on the day. He had a mishap. He was able to walk away from it. A few people asked him a few things, and he gave a response, like, why would he get out the gas? And the whole time the man was getting his ass whooped. So we're going to talk about old Bub. That's old Bub. He touched the wall. Good. Glad to see that he made it out safely. But without him, when you disrespecting the cars have a way of showing you who the fucking boss is. So, you know, I don't know if he disrespected the car or what. But they say he was getting drug on down through that racetrack the whole way down. So, you know. I just don't know. Yeah, hold on, y'all. I don't know. It's acting up a little bit here, but yeah. Yeah, Duval, I got y'all on, but I see a few people on here. Let me do a long time and try to log back in. It was acting up here on me. Shit. That goddamn Bub got out there. He got a spank in there. Yeah, she acting up a little bit here. I don't know what's going on here. Let's see what we got here. Well, anyhow, hey Duval, they say, what you come got that butt whooped this weekend? Say Napping them tapped his ass this weekend. His ass and sent him on his way. I don't know, man. I guess I don't know what's going on with it today, but man. Who all on your line, boy? You might have to get a few of them guys on because we have a little technical difficulties, but you know, a little bit. You might have to get them on.
Well, I got meatball on there.
Who?
Meatball.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what happened with the shelf, Kimo? Yeah, the shelf there is full.
God damn. I don't know why. I don't know. Oh, shit. Well.
They said the show sold out and you didn't even own it yet. We need to see what happened with Reggie Red and them. They have a problem. The little head don't have a problem with what's going on.
Well,
somebody,
he's at a basketball game or something,
when
I call
him. Where everybody at?
Yeah,
have a little show,
everybody. I don't know what they have going on. They got all kinds of shit going. But hey, I got a question, man. Will a promoter sell you out for his own fame and fortune? You think a promoter will sell you out for his own fame and fortune?
Well, hell yeah.
If he a rotten motherfucker, yeah, he will.
Because, I mean, you know, some of the guys are sending me a list of guys that was down near the race, the Detroit guys, and, man, like Team Detroit didn't have a fucking chance against the guys that was lined up to race him down there. Now, my question is, did Peso sell everybody out, you know? And then, you know, I was wondering why Peso didn't take his car down there. He was telling guys that he was due to race, that's why he didn't bring his car out. But now, you know, you looking like, you know, like Peso. What the fuck is going on here? Stupid ass thing. Yeah, now it look like Peso just took them boys down there and, you know, kind of, they got fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Jesse James won his race.
Okay, but who was there? Who did he have down there to race the two trucks and shit? I mean, what?
Nick DeAmbrose's car was down there.
He got his ass whooped.
He did?
He lost to that knuckle boot. Oh, shit.
They had some heavy hitters down there. Why didn't they take? Man, who is a Nick DeAmbrose? Come on, man. What the fuck? Who has Nick ever beat that he gonna go down there and race Witch Tuner and all of them. Man, them goddamn pickup trucks run, man. He ain't. Then he got, come on, man. Then he ain't even take his car. What the fuck going on, man?
Yeah, that's a good. Hey, D-Boy, that's a good question, now.
Now, he told Boy that he wouldn't run Leon because, and then, you know, don't get mad at me. These are the questions that I'm asking that the panel want to hear. You know,
hey,
that the panel want to hear.
Timo, we got to get this on the phone now.
Huh?
We got to get this on the phone.
Man, I don't know where my co-host at. I don't know if he can't get in or what, but, you know, some of the people want to, they want to know this shit. Boy, acting up. Let's see. Let me end this episode and see what's going on here. Get back on.